This month is our month of turning. Month of turning. And I want to share something with you. It may not be applicable to you, but please help me receive it and teach others. The Bible says that the things you have heard me say among many witnesses, commit to faithful men who will what? Teach others. So I want you to receive this message and teach others. Amen. It's our Friendship Sunday. I asked in the first service if people knew what Friendship Sunday meant, and some people said they didn't know what Friendship Sunday meant. Is anybody here who you don't know what Friendship Sunday means in Gateway Chapel? You don't know what Friendship Sunday? Okay, all right, one or two. The rest of you don't care. Not that you know, but you don't care. you don't care, but you will care. You will care. Once a month, we have every month is themed, every week is themed. So the second Sunday of the month, the first Sunday of the month, last Sunday is our Testimony Sunday, right? The second Sunday is our Friendship Sunday. It is themed. And that's just to remind us that we are friends. Our values are fun, friendship, fellowship, and family, all right? So that's the, in case anybody asks you, what's the culture of your church? Is, you know, the church stands for fun, friendship, fellowship, and family. And then what is the mission statement of your church? It is building your world by his word. You should be able to know that. Yeah, you should know that. Try and visit our church website every now and then. Go to our Facebook page and look at our the beautiful pictures there. But most importantly, try and register to be to become members. So if you go to gatewaychapel.org.uk/members. But I think you should don't do that now, because there's this new program coming up in town now, national program about, what do you call it again? Something, yeah? GDPR. I don't know what it means, but it means that all of us have to register again, all right? It's very interesting. I mean, it's getting tough to run, to do church. Pastor Toji was telling me, he said, he needs to talk to Femi and to discuss cookies. Even our cookies have to be compliant. So he said, Pastor, do you know what cookies are? I said, yes, I have some at home. All right. So this morning I want to bring a subject matter that is very, very important to my heart, and I believe to your heart, and I want you to pay attention. In the month of our turning, we're looking at John chapter 20, verse 14, and the Bible says that, and Mary turned and saw Jesus. And we believe in God that this month we will turn and we'll see Jesus. And as we turn, we believe that we will turn away from the things that make us cry, the things that make us weep. He said, and when she had said this, she turned around. I love that. Turned around and saw Jesus. It was a complete turn. It wasn't a halfway turn. It was a U-turn. She turned around and she saw Jesus. And I said, so turning talks about two things. You turn away from, right, and you turn towards. She turned around, she turned away from, and then you turn towards. Those are the two components of turning. You turn away, you turn to. And also, God says something, I think it's in James. He said, draw near unto me, and I will draw near unto you. So that means that God also turns. He's saying that if you turn towards me, I will turn towards you. And so today I want to kick off a series of messages I believe will impact you. We're looking at dealing with bad habits, all right? And so there are certain bad habits that we have that can stop God from turning towards you. There are certain bad habits we have, there are certain things you will do that will make God turn away from you. God does not turn towards everybody. If not, he won't say, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. That means that he's saying, I want to be the first mover. You make them first move and I will meet you halfway. That's God. That's our God for you. And so, but today I want to talk about one bad habit. May not be applicable to you, but learn it and make sure you teach others as a faithful disciple. And I want to deal with the issue of lust. L-U-S-T, not L-O-S-T. The issue of lust. And I will define lust in a minute, right? The issue of lust is what I want to deal with today. And so 1 John chapter 2, verse 16. Lust is dangerous. Lust is dangerous. You have to avoid lust, and I will define it. You have to avoid lust with everything you have in you as a born-again, spirit-filled Christian. You've got to run away from lust. You have to. I will define that. 1 John chapter 2, verse 16 says, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, these three things are not of the Father." They are not of the Father, but is of this world. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Come on, say lust. Mm-hmm. Tell your neighbor, say get rid of it. No, say my friend. Right? Get rid of lust. Say my friend. Even if you don't have it, tell your friend to get rid of lust. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 22 says, "Flee also," in addition to many other things that you ought to flee from. It says, "Flee also from youthful lusts." Plenty. "But pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace." It says, flee. It says, run away from it. Because it can contaminate you. It can destroy you. Lust. Lust. We'll define lust in a minute. I love Job 31 verse 1 says, "I have made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I look upon a young woman? I have made a covenant with my eyes." You need to make a covenant with your eyes. "Why then should I look upon a young woman or a young man?" So it is addressing the issue of lust. Jesus took time. In fact, if you look at the book of Matthew, when he was talking about the Beatitudes, right, in his Sermon on the Mount, you will see that he took particular time to address the issue of lust in Matthew chapter 5 from verse 23 downwards. He addressed the issue of lust. It means that because these are the things that can take a man out. These are the things that can take a woman out. The average 13-year-old kid has seen a full-blown pornographic material in our society. Right? So, we've got to address it. When we talk about lust, it's not just talking about sexual, but we also talk about other types of lust as well. So, 1 Peter 2, verse 11. It says from verse, it says, "Beloved, I beg you," this is God begging you, as sojourners and pilgrims, "abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul." Lust war against the soul. We are called to be liberated, body, spirit, and soul. We are called to be liberated, body, spirit, and soul. The salvation we have, a salvation that does not affect your flesh is no salvation. Salvation that does not affect your mind is no salvation. Salvation should affect your body, your spirit, and your soul. And so he says, "I beg of you as sojourners, and abstain from fleshly lust." It will destroy you. Lust will destroy you. Lust. So what is lust? Number one, write this one down. Uncontrolled or illicit sexual desire or appetite. I didn't say acted upon. I said appetite. I did not say acted upon. I said appetite. Uncontrolled or illicit sexual desire or lust. He said, "I beg of you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust." Abstain from that uncontrolled illicit sexual desire or appetite. Sex, my brother and my sister, should be within the confines of marriage. That is a biblical standard. So it says uncontrolled or illicit sexual desire or appetite is lust. Lust can take you out. It can take you out. It can take you out. It comes from the issue of the heart. It says, number two, write down. Lust is a passionate or overmastering desire or craving. Now, that has nothing to do with sex. Overmastering desire or craving. That's possession. Nothing should possess you other than the Spirit of the living God. So lust is what? Overmastering desire. Or, I mean, it says the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Number three, to have a yearning or desire, having a strong or excessive craving. Lust. So, in Matthew 5, Jesus said something. He said, you have heard it said that you should not commit adultery, right? He said, but I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart. In his heart. And not just men, and women. Any man, any woman who looks at another man with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her, with him, in her heart. So there are prayers that God can never answer because lust has corrupted like a virus your heart from which that prayer comes from. Lust and worship do not cohabit. You understand? God has called you to be a pure vessel. There's no problem about being trendy. There's no problem about being cool. There's no problem about having desires. There's no problem about sex. But there are rules. There are rules. So there are people today that God will never answer their prayers because their heart has been corrupted with the lust virus. You understand? Mm-hmm. So he said, but we live in a visual oriented world. Does that mean that we can't look? No. You can't look. You can't go checking girls out. You can't go checking boys out. I say you can't look. You can't look. What are you? Beauty appraiser? You can't go to... It is lost. I know there are people that have that kind of problem. You know, it's a satanic attack against you. You can't see... A female can't walk past without you turning your neck. Do you understand? Is lost. A lady can't walk past without you rubbernecking. Do you understand what I'm talking about? It's lost. You can't live like that as a man and not have a corrupted destiny. Now, these are issues of the heart. They are issues of the heart. If you look at another person other than the person that you are contracted to, either by verbal agreement or by marriage contract. Yeah. Verbal agreement, you say, we're just dating. We're just dating. Okay. That's it. You know what dating means? That's a gentleman's agreement that I am for you and you alone. True or false? Exactly. But you can't be dating, hold hands with Ms. Jones to the cinema. And as you go to the cinema, what is wrong with you? What is the problem? Has lost. Every time a female walks past you, what kind of behavior is that? Do you understand? The same people, ladies. And you say, well, no, I'm not comparing. But you wish he's like that man. You wish he's like that man. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Look at what he did for his girlfriend. That's lust. That is lust. We won't even talk about pornography. I said we won't even talk about pornography. Both male and female. We won't talk about it. Is lost. You get rid of that thing and rid yourself of it. Because it will corrupt you from inside out. It will destroy your destiny. Are you listening to me this morning? You are a holy nation. You are more important than you think. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. It takes discipline to say no. To such things. Do you understand? And then your mobile phone that is 3 years old, that does not have history. The laptop you've had for the past 5 years, that does not have history. Even Google does not have the history of the website you went last week. You know, we are friends. You know, yeah, you know, I'm for you and you are for me. You understand? Your phone and your iPad, they have multiple security lock. Even the Bank of England don't have that kind of lock. And then we say we are family. We say we are family. We say we are dating, but I require password to go to your account, to go to your phone. My brother, my sister, get rid of lust. The world encourages you to live a lustful life. When I was growing up, there was no such thing called sexting. Is it? Is it called sexting? So we can have sex on the phone. That's on demand. That's on demand. What is sexting? That's sex on demand. That's what Jesus Christ was talking about. He said, listen, he said, sex, it is not the physical connection that determines whether you have already committed adultery. He said it way before iPhone was founded, or Android, or whatever phone, or mobile phone. He said it from your heart. From your heart to your finger. And then from your finger to where? To the bedroom. Where do you draw the line? Hey, married man, behave yourself. Married woman, behave yourself. Dating girl, behave yourself. Dating boy, behave yourself. We are Christians. I am with this person. Say, let your yea be yea. Let your yes be yes. Not maybe. He said, you're neither hot nor cold. So I will spit you out of my mouth. It's either black or white. Are you with her or not? Are you with him or not? He said, but I'm with her, but you are just doing what? You are sampling? Are you sampling? What did he say? It's complicated. Leia, is that you? Adana, pursue that man out of the house. You understand what I'm saying? It's not complicated. Okay, the heart is complicated because they have been affected by virus. From the beginning, it wasn't like that. When Jesus created it, it wasn't like that. But while men slept, here you are, We're not sure whether you are dating him or whether you are dating her, right? Where your heart is different. Where your phone book is different. Then where the dinner is different. Including flirting. Flirting. Nice hair. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Huh? Did they tell you that boy said he likes you? I'm not interested. But every 5 minutes. What is the problem? Lost. What is the problem? It's lost. Lost of the flesh, the Bible says. Lost of the flesh. I also have men. And men flirting. And when they are flirting, it doesn't matter whether they are married or not. Now, unsolicited compliment that he will not pass, that he will not give his wife at home. The woman has almost died. Dressing up so she can impress him. In fact, dressing, pack the thing in, suck it in, push it in, pump the hair up, everything new, new nails, new eyes, new hair. I mean, it won't see it. Then the mop head gets to the office. Oh, yeah. I like your glasses. Your hair is nice. Your hair. Oh, wow, nice. The compliment he would not give to the one who was, when he met her, she was size 8. When he was done, she's size 16. Left her alone and then, oh, nice hair, nice hair, nice hair. The compliment will not pass to the one who will die for you. Because you have a flirtatious spirit. Do you understand? Terrible. So the Bible says, God's people don't behave like that. And say, if you do, you will pray and I will not answer you. That was the point. So Peter said, I'm begging you. I beg of you. Behave yourself. Get rid of pornographic materials. They will entice you and say it is not hardcore, it is soft core. Whether soft or hard or medium core. It is not beef. It is not beef. It is not meat we are eating. Eh? Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Get rid of that magazine in your house. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Ask your daughter to get rid of the poster of Zac Efron naked in her room, if there is one. I said, but it doesn't matter, it's my idol. But that's even worse. Thou shalt not have any graven image. I said, but it's only Zac. How about Brad Pitt? What is that? Right? If you are a married woman and you have the image of Brad Pitt in your bedroom, I say, hey, just remove it. I mean, my one pack is there. Didn't put my one pack there. It's a Brad Pitt pack. And those images are very, very wicked. You know? Have you seen them? Eh? Leia, have you seen one? You know, oh, Rihanna, she has boys in her home. Uh-huh. Nothing goes on under the umbrella. Get rid of her. Any girl who asks to come under the umbrella, say no. From umbrella to blanket, it starts with umbrella, ends with blanket. Get rid of it. Lust is bad. God hates lust. Say the lust of the flesh. And the lust of the eyes. Everything you must see. They use pornography to sell everything, including food to your own children. So by that time, that boy has been fed pornography from the age of 3, 4, 5, 6. The other day they were advertising Kellogg's. And then they brought this slim lady. So it's a K, and the woman went like that. And then the dress would twirl like that. I said, ah. It was only me by myself watching TV. I said, it was Kellogg's we're advertising. What has Kellogg's got to do with red dress? So after the advert, I said, Bolanle, you must go and buy one red dress. Because they are coming after me. Breakfast. Honey, take me. I said, when you get the red dress, add red lipstick on top of it. So when I wake up in the morning, I say, I said, okay, this I can manage. Breakfast. A man is affected by what he sees. Breakfast. So your children, if you do not protect your home stands no chance. Do you know how many married men are involved in adultery? And it started by just what it was advert, breakfast. Boom! Image planted. Seed sown. It's only a matter of time. He will look for how to reinforce what has been planted. You must be cautious. You must be careful. You must be careful. Don't lose your home. And don't lose friendships because you lack discipline. Do you understand? Why do you think they use sex to sell everything? Because it's powerful. Powerful. Imagery of naked body, naked women, naked men. It's powerful. That thing will hold you bound before you know it. Powerful. I pray that God will deliver you in Jesus' mighty name. So the lust of the eyes. So because you saw that bag, you must have it. Because you don't have control. So because you saw that pair of shoes, you must have it. And you must buy it this month. Do you know what I'm saying? Hey? You must have it. If you see it, you must have it. That has nothing to do with sex. But that's a passionate or overmastering desire or craving. It's lust. Live your own life. He's lost. Flirtatious spirit. Eyes that cannot see but acquire. You understand? Where did you get that pair of shoes? Until you buy it, there's no peace. And when you buy it, you wear it only once. So there are some shoes in your home right now that you bought because of lust. So there's really no time to even wear it twice. Because once that lust craving has been satisfied, next please. Next please. You have no control. And that's what God hates. God hates anything that will possess you. Because you are his. Do you understand? You are his. And nothing must tamper with that relationship. You must be fully submitted and so fully immersed in God. If you allow anything possess you, it's bad habit. You fix it. You stay away from filth. It's a virus. And it is dispatched, intentionally dispatched towards you so as to take you out at your prime. One day, when you really need to have that prayer answered, God will turn his back because your time is up. Rise to your feet as we pray.